It's not unusual for state wildlife and veterinary officials to be getting reports on suspected cases of tularemia right about now, but Fish and Game veterinarian Kimberly Beckman says her office first started getting reports last month of sickly snowshoe hares around Fairbanks and Kenny Lake.
The first calls that I got were about 2 weeks earlier than we usually see.
Beckman reckons that's at least partly because the unusually warm weather that followed the mild winter in those areas allowed the ticks that spread the tularemia bacteria to thrive.
I think it's more of a weather thing. It just seemed to me that we had such an early spring and it was so warm, and it really encourages tick numbers.
With the early onset of the disease comes the usual advisories for pet owners to make sure their cats and dogs don't kill sickened hares or scavenge their carcasses.
Keep an eye on your pets, and if you do find that they have gotten a hold of a sick or dead hare, get it away from them.
Beckman says pet owners should be careful to wear gloves when removing the varmint from the dog's or cat's mouth, or use a plastic bag the same way you'd use one to pick up their poop. And the pet owner should then wash up thoroughly because humans also can catch tularemia. And she says the pet should immediately be taken to a vet if it begins to show signs of the disease.
They're going to be running a fever, so they're going to be lethargic. They won't want to eat, and they'll just be very, very weak.
Despite the warm weather, Beckman says it's odd that the disease is showing up already because there aren't that many snowshoe hares out there.
The hares are now at lower numbers, much lower numbers.
She says the hares are near the point in their 8 to 11 year cycle where the population is bottoming out. And she says that raises an additional risk for pets because the predators that feed on hares, like lynx, have to look elsewhere for prey.
When the hare numbers drop, the lynx numbers take a year or two to drop, you know, because they have less prey. And in the meantime, they are going to be more likely to go after pets.
Beckman works in Fish and Game's Fairbanks office, and she says she's already gotten the carcass of a hare that tests have shown to be infected. She says anyone who'd like to submit a hare carcass they found or a tick that was on it should go online to the Fish and Game website and click on the News and Events link for more information. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.